why did you get the committee here? You just put it on the agenda, and when they come here,
possible study.
Yeah. When they are here, then you are the there's an amended agenda. When they are here, and you have deleted that overseas. Yeah, and when they ask, now what?
Let's copy. That's Elba.
Thank you very much, Chair. Now, I hear that you are saying we must adopt a report, but we are sitting with a problem of a quorum again.
Yeah, there are issues that we need to discuss first in the committee or to circular, agree on, so that by 9 o'clock, because I've tried to rent a crowd, by 9 o'clock, I'll expect to be at least 16 people in the room, then they can take a decision. I've tried to do my groundwork yesterday. He consults every member, and everybody has promised that by 9 o'clock, he or she will be here. So I hope by 9 o'clock, we'll be around about 16 at least, and then we can take a decision.
Okay.
But there are issues that I wanted us to discuss as a committee, especially committee members. First of all, is the report that they have to adopt, the last submission. Yeah, well aware members that last year's submissions, we haven't adopted the reporters yet on last year's submissions as according to Section 45 of the Constitution. Now you need to adopt that report because this weekend, as detailed by the Constitution, by the first week of May, you are supposed to advertise again for all people who are interested on the change the Constitution, I mean, on constitutional amendment, so that they submit their the major submissions by the end of May, and then we can look at those the new submissions for this year. But the fact that we have not adopted the report for last year's submissions, it has not been ATC'd yet. We need to adopt that report ASAP. And the second issue, when it comes to the application of the minutes that we've had over the past 2-3 meetings we've had. And then another issue is the issue of the workshop, our workshop. You remember that we took a decision that we need to have a workshop on our strategic plan as the committee for the whole of the term until 2014. And then also we have to have our year plan, what we intend to do this year. And besides that, look into the what our mandate as the committee. Are we to do the our own constitutional amendments, or do we take all the constitutional amendments, we pass them, we agree to them, if we agree to them or we don't agree to them, but we pass those issues to the Justice and Constitutional Development Committee. Those are issues that we need to talk about. So we said we are going to have a workshop, we invite some constitutional experts, and then we have that workshop with them. And then another issue is the decision that we have to take on the Sisitu Salvoa Sibedi report or issue. We have had public hearings, we have had people invited here in Parliament, Amahoshi and all the professors. We still have to, as the committee, sit down and discuss and then come up with a decision. We said you don't want to stay with this issue until 2014. Those are the issues I wanted us to discuss. And lastly is the trip to Kenya, Ghana, that we needed to said we need to take the trip sometimes late this year to look at the constitutional amendment in Kenya because of the only country, I think, in Africa, except Mozambique. I think they've got another committee. Now they've got a committee like ours. And then in Ghana to see how the traditional leadership and the democracy issues work, because that's where in Ghana they've got traditional leadership as well. Those are the two issues that I wanted to go and have a study tour on those two issues. Those are issues that are before the committee. Honorable Bloom?
Chair, can I have clarity on the report that you are saying that we must adopt? Is it the draft report on constitutional review 2011 public submissions or what? Is that the report?
We have discussed this report, I think, twice, but we didn't have it correct, so we didn't have it correct. So we just need to adopt the report. Honorable De Pierre.
Thank
you. Honorable Swart.
Now you are correct. We have gone through that report at length. And it's purely to accept that I don't think we need to spend too much time unless members want to reopen issues there again. But it again depends on your quorum. You're quite right about the issues that you've raised. I don't know if you want to take them one at a time. Do we have feedback on the workshop that we planned? I think that was the main next item. Once we've accepted this, then we issue the invites. But the workshop on our mandate, which would then help us to understand. There are two constitutional amendments before the Justice Committee at the moment, the 17th and the 18th. How we'd go forward as this committee in dealing with constitutional amendments, and I think it would be very useful to finalise our workshop with the. And we did have names that were bandied about with nothing of finality. Maybe we can just get some feedback as to what progress has been made with the plans on a workshop. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, we have the meeting with the heads of the management committee just before recess, and then we look at the date of the workshop, and we also look at the names. As far as the names are concerned, we looked at we come to a agreement as the management committee, because this committee need to endorse that or come with other names if not satisfied. It's the Professor Guto as a constitutional expert. We've got Professor Pierre DeVos, the University of Cape Town, and Professor Hugh Corder, he's also at the University of Cape Town. There's one more professor, but we found out she was outside the country. She's working in the U.S. somewhere for the whole year. She's one of the constitutional experts, but since she was out of the country for a number of months, we decided not to take her. So we've got those three. Welcome, Chairperson. We've got those three names, Professor Guto, Professor Pierre DeVos, and Professor Hugh Corda. We said we need to take two of those. We motivated that let's have perhaps Professor Guto and Professor DeVos or Professor Hugh Corda, because I think they are both at UCT. But let's have one from outside and then one of those in UCT. So it's up to members to take a decision. We correct now.
Honorable Bloom, Chairperson, let me propose that we adopt this thing before other people are running away to other things. Honestly, I will propose that let's start with a draft report. You see that his phone was ringing now, and they called him to something at some other meeting. Chairperson, can we start with maybe with this to adopt it and get everything done?
Any counter motion?
No.
Okay. Other members, as tabled the report, we've discussed it on two occasions. Due to the quorum, we couldn't take a decision whether to adopt it or not. Is there anybody who is moving for adoption of the report? Honorable Bloom, any seconder? Thank you. Honorable Pierre, Honorable Mishodi. Welcome, Honorable Chani and Pierre. Okay, thank you, comrades. Honorable members.
Yeah, it's a study group. It's a study group.
Thank you. The report is adopted, and then it will be 80C, and then you can go ahead with advertisement for the this year's submissions. And then can it go on, and then we've got a set of minutes to adopt as well. We've already discussed these minutes as well. We've got the draft minutes of the 21st of October 2011, and we've got the minutes of the 24th of February 2012. Narel Bloom?
I'm moving that we adopt this 21st of August and the 24th of February. Because we went through this minute in our previous meetings. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There's a proposal that you could adopt the 21st of October, 2011.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Any mover? Honorable Bloom has already moved. Any seconder? Thank you, Honorable Charlie and Honorable
I was there when we discussed it.
Okay. Can you move the second set of minutes of the 24th of February 2012? Honorable Swartz is moving. Any seconder? Honorable Bloom, thank you. The minutes are adopted. Thank you.
sorry.
Honorable Liam Lubin.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'll propose that in future, when meetings are scheduled, just look through the program, because one does not attend because you find that it coincides with another meeting. And then, yeah.
Mr. Bloom?
Now, Chairperson, these meetings are always scheduled on Fridays, joint meetings, except for the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, that is on Wednesdays. But all joint committees are on Fridays. And I don't know, but you two chairpersons can attest to it. I'm always there when there's a meeting. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm not so sure that I say this, but because of what Honorable Bloom has said, because I was of the opinion if a meeting is not correcting, what about checking on the days that we are on, like these minutes have been here for so long. I think if we had taken also the time of recess to just reconsider if there is any emergency, to reconsider the time of our recess in our ad hoc committees and other joint committees, that's what we are doing. So I think if we can also reconsider that, I don't force it, we just reconsider that.
I think Inkosi, my co-chairperson, the administrator, I mean our secretary, can attest. We've tried everything possible. We've went to the chief whip, we've written letters, permissions are not allowed that we sit in any other. We've tried everything. That is why now we're forcing issues that we sit between 8:30 and 9:30 so that we take decisions. But our contesting is triangle. Now it rests upon us as members that we honor our obligations. That on Fridays is a working day. Basically, that on Fridays working days. If members are not there, and then they probably have to now look into some to the party whips that they follow a disciplinary procedure as per party, because that's the only way now. We've tried everything.
Just to add what the chairman said, every member will know that SMSs are sent to each member, asking them, among other things, to indicate if they are available or not. So when we see that there's not going to be a quorum and we need a quorum, we have to cancel it because it's going to be a waste of everybody's money and time. So it depends on members to apologize for other commitments and make them available for this one.
Okay, we're not discussing that today, but we want to adopt this, we want to continue our program.
Honorable
Makhosi.
Mguni, I just want to congratulate you for doing the groundwork. If we can keep on doing like this, then we'll always form a quorum.
He's a mine worker, you know.
can we do our workshop? Can go to the issue workshop? We've proposed the three experts, Professor Guto, Professor Pierre DeVos, and Professor Hugh Koda. Can members come up with two names that we adopt those names, and then we give the secretary a go-ahead that she contact. She hasn't contacted these people as yet because we about the committee to endorse them and come up with a date. That's what we need today. Let's come up with the names and a date today so that we go on. Honorable Swan?
I'm in agreement with your suggestion that because Professor Pierre DeVos and Hugh Koda both come from UCT, we should have Professor Guto and one of the two. It might relate to who's available on the date that we have the workshop. So they both are very good, Pierre DeVos and Hugh Koda. Which one of those two is the better? It would probably depend on availability as well. But one needs to probably take a decision out of a matter of courtesy. You can't like invite both of them and say which one of you. So we, I'm just trying to think who heads up the governance unit at UCT, whether it's Professor Cordo or Pierre DeVos, who's doing a lot of work for the Justice Department in constitutional work as well. But of the two, I've worked with both of them, and I find they are equal. So it's difficult to choose which one between the two.
Yeah, go ahead, coach.
Chair, maybe because we, among other things, want them to give us their views as to what exactly do we do in terms of our mandate according to the Constitution and the rules, vis-a-vis what the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional Development has to do. Because we are supposed to review the Constitution. And in the understanding of some people, a review means looking at amending it. In the view of others, just have a look whether everything is still right, whether there's anything, any need to change anything. But if then it becomes necessary for the Constitution to be amended, then that's where the difficulty lies. Do we do that as this committee, or is it something that should continue to be done by the Portfolio Committee? And besides, I don't know if joint committees ever make laws, deal with bills. I don't understand them to do that. But I would like them to advise us on that. Professor Hugh Corder, it seems to me, is the one who's been more interacting with the Portfolio Committee on Justice than peer divorce, and therefore he is familiar with this kind of area of work. Personally, therefore, between the two, I would choose Corda.
Can you agree on one name first, and then second comes the second name? Can you agree on Professor Guto? Any member opposed to Professor Guto? Honorable?
No, I think Nkosi have come up with a way forward. I think there's two names already there, and I don't think that anybody disagree with the two names on the table. Corda.
Corda
and Gudu. And Gudu.
Okay, are we agreed on Corda and Gudu?
Yes.
Agreed?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go ahead then interact with the people so that we see that. Honorable Bloom?
Well, Professor Bloom will be on standby if anyone...
Okay, Honorable Members, can you agree on the date of the workshop?
University of
We have to also... we have to bear in mind that we sit on Fridays, and most committees are also going on a basic plan. So members must bear in mind that, or must take into consideration that we might sit on the weekend, if possible.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, can you come up with a date? Well, you have to bear in mind also the program of the NCOP and of the NA. What was the proposed date, Pat?
Professor Bloom.
Yeah, well, he's always on standby. Well, yeah, no. Chani,
he's an emeritus.
Chani was there with my graduation. Ask him. University of Union Steam Bakery.
What?
Steam Bakery.
University. I was telling my brother.
How is he going to deal with it?
Honorable members, can in principle agree that even he could be, if he's a weekend, if you don't find a weekday, even weekends we can sit and have that workshop.
Mm-hmm.
That's agreed on the principle. Then the main core will go and sit and come up with the date.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah.
Honorable Makoshi?
I don't know. Why can't we sacrifice our constituency day, Monday? Not weekend.
We need to have to have permission from all political parties if we should go to Monday, because there is a political day.
Then we'll receive my apology.
Honourable Swart, welcome, Honourable Snell.
You might
for the next meeting.
the date might revolve a lot around when the two professors are available as well.
Mm.
So I think the Manker just needs to maybe contact
them
and then come back to us. And I would think because there are professors with a lot of classes during the week, we might well have to have it on a
weekend.
Saturday
mm-hmm.
in the Vienna or Paris or somewhere.
I agree with that proposal. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, can I agree then, honourable members, that that's the way you are going to do it?
Yeah, thank you
okay.
very much.
And then the next issue on the agenda is the visit to Kenya and Ghana, of which it will be late in September, early October. That's the only day that it seems to be available for us to go out. There is a document that was produced by the researcher. I wonder if members have got it, but it has some. It was circulated about 3 months or so ago. Honourable Bloom.
No, Chair, that's administrative issues. I mean, the ex-co of Menko, please continue with that thing and just inform the committee on that. I don't think that it's a problem, that thing.
Okay, agreed. And I think delegation is also taken into consideration in the attendance into the committee.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
That's very good.
No, I can hear that thing. The co-chair wants to take us to Kwakwa.
Well, in the case that is, they say, honorable inquiry, that perhaps you might not be allowed to go to both countries at the same time. Our target was Kenya. So perhaps can you say we go to Kenya? If then we can't go to Kenya, then Ghana. But our priority has to be Kenya.
That's okay.
Yes. Members.
Yes.
Okay. Going to Kenya because of the instability that is there, or what?
Just in the north.
No.
Personally, I prefer Ghana to Kenya.
Anyone?
In Kenya, there's still some issues. A whole lot of MPs being implicated in all sorts of things.
You see, now we are going into
administration.
Thank you, Chairperson. I thought maybe as new members, although it will take some time, that when you take like a study tour, you have something that you want to achieve. So I think the basis of maybe deciding on Kenya or Ghana, it will be on the objective of that trip.
That's right.
Yeah. So maybe we should, as new members, just be briefed what is said that the joint committee really wants to achieve or learn from that other country.
Honourable sir? Chair, I think you indicated at the beginning, I'm not speaking on your behalf, but the dilemma that we've faced with is the powers of this committee to review the constitution. And Kenya is the only other parliament that has got a similar constitutional review committee. I've traveled to Kenya. I've really enjoyed of all the countries I've been to, they were the most hospitable to a parliamentary delegation.
Yes.
When even compared to Europe, we were so well received, and I was so impressed with the manner that they are doing things. But obviously one needs to prioritize, because that's the one issue that we are grappling with. The second issue is the traditional leadership, which is Ghana, and so one needs to say, well, is there not a way that we could get special permission to go to two countries? The Finance Committee last year went to three countries in one trip with the Speaker. So I don't know why there should be a major objection unless there's a principal decision now. But it seems that we are really grappling with the issue of the powers of this committee. So maybe it might well be that, with respect to the co-chair, that we might need to consider Kenya, because that is the issue. We'll be doing a workshop on it, and we need to learn from Africa, and it appears that that's the only other country that has got a constitutional review committee.
Okay, let's agree that we'll try both countries, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
There's still time, committee members will be informed what the progress is so far.
Thank you.
Okay, honourable members, any other issue from the members?
No.
Nothing, Chair.
And I'm not.
There's no AOP.
I'm giving you AOB because you haven't met for over 3 months. Yeah. Okay, Honourable Mercy, my plea is that please can we make our committee work? I know there are committees that sit on Friday, but we'll try to make sure that other members sit in other committees on Friday so that we communicate with other chairpersons that chair meetings on Friday so that when we sit this Friday, we don't sit the other Friday. We sit there just twice a week. So that we give them chance as well to sit. That's my plea that can we be honourable members and come to work on Fridays.
Thank you.
That's also the honourable chair, honourable members. Thank you and have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
I'm happy that the co-chair's proposal has flopped of Kwakwa. I'm very much happy.
You want us to
answer?